Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Brian Dowling and Leanne Hanifin with you on this glorious, sunny and very warm Tuesday morning.
Well, listen, they're saying highs of 22 potentially. So we felt like there's only one person we need to talk to. Lorraine O'Toole runs Lorraine's Ice Cream, professional ice cream van hire service throughout Dublin and the Wicklow area. So we thought we'd chat with her this morning. Good morning, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, Brian. How are you? How's things?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Now, Lorraine, highs of 22 degrees. You'll be busy today, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, definitely. Once the sun shines, the people are ringing like mad.
Ah, we love that. Tell us, Ray, what inspired you to start running an ice cream van in the first place?
Because I love ice cream.
Good answer.
Good answer.
No. My father used to build the ice cream van.
Oh, wow.
And my family have been in the ice cream business all my life. And I used to work with my parents as a child growing up doing the same.
Oh, this is like a family legacy.
It seems like when you're a child, working at an ice cream van seems like a dream come
job,
true.
Yeah.
Totally. I know. If I could only stop eating it.
Listen, we're all the same, Lorraine. We're all allowed.
It's too tempting. Lorraine, what does a typical day for you look like?
Well, every day is so different because it depends on the booking. So it depends. Every day is totally different. I could be in a school. I could be in an office. Yesterday, we were at the opening of a playground in Dalkey. You know, every day is totally different. I couldn't say from one day to the next it's repetitive because it's totally not. But as soon as I pull up anyway, I bring plenty of smiles to the children and the adults. So they're all very happy to see an ice cream van pulling up.
Now, Lorraine, would you be selling ice cream at Christmas?
Oh, no. I describe myself as a squirrel. I hibernate for the winter, so I do. And I eat all the screwballs in the shed for the winter.
Go you. Lorraine, what are the best-selling ice cream flavours? Which ones are really, really popular?
Well, to be honest with you, the whipped ice cream with the flakes.
Yes.
Classic.
Strawberry syrup.
And the raspberry sauce and the sprinkles for the children is definitely an icon in the ice cream van.
But now
there's an awful lot of allergies, so we have to supply tubs for celiacs and slushy for dairy intolerant people. So we cover all.
Well, also really good that you do that as well, that you're catering for every customer there is, Lorraine.
Yes, definitely, because there's a higher demand now for that kind of thing.
But, of course.
And you know what? An ice cream van brings a smile to everybody.
It does.
Oh, 100%.
But also the music, I find the music that I play is a little eerie. it's so distinctive. But every time a child hears that, they're like, ice cream, mummy, daddy, please.
Yeah.
Yes, the icon of the ice cream van, isn't it? The music. Oh, it's hilarious.
Definitely.
Like I'm in training for the Olympics, honestly.
I love that.
And I could be finding sprinkles in my hair for weeks.
Oh, that's not a bad thing. Hundreds and thousands.
Screwballs, everything.
Raspberry syrup on Lorraine's fingers.
Well, Lorraine, look, it is fair to say you're bringing so much joy to young and old, no doubt, with what you do. But what's the thing that you love the most about your job?
I love when I see the children's faces and the satisfaction. And I never have to deal with anyone who's unhappy. They're always happy customers. Once anyone's getting a sweet treat, they're over the moon and they're delighted to be getting it. And especially when the sun is shining, it makes such a difference.
It really does. What is the biggest challenge, Lorraine? Is there a biggest challenge you face running an ice cream van when the weather's really, really hot?
The biggest challenge is the queues.
Oh, Lorraine. Just too many people.
Getting to the end of the queue is a big challenge in days like this. But do you know what? I've been in it 40 years now and I haven't had a problem yet. So all's good.
Oh, it's so nice to hear someone love their job so much.
Of course. Lorraine, thank you so much for joining us here on 98FM. I now want a 99 with raspberry syrup.
I'll call in any time and give you one. Just give me
play your music so I know you're coming. Thank you so much, Lorraine. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on
98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM. Now, it's coming up to lunchtime, so if you're feeling a bit peckish, well, prepare to be even more hungry after this, because producer Russell is here. How are you?
Starving.
Same, to
so
be honest
hungry.
With you.
Can you hear my tumbly rumbly?
Sound like Blake. New phrase.
Blake now does the thing where she goes, yummy, dada, in my tummy.
Oh, that's so cute. I say that too.
We're just like Russell at work.
Yeah, exactly. I say that after my porridge in the morning.
This is Dublin Delish, though.
It is.
Explain to our listener who maybe knew what this is all about.
It is your little nugget of deliciousness that happens every Tuesday at this time, where I, Russell, producer of this fabulous show, come along and tell you where to eat in Dublin City and slightly beyond in the counties as well. Mm-hmm. And I know last week we were talking burgers.
Yes.
So I'm a one trick pony. I'm talking burgers again.
I like burgers.
If it's not broken, you don't need to fix it.
Exactly. I'm really interested in burgers. So I have talked on Delish many, many moon ago about Dash Burger.
Yes.
Which is on Kevin Street and Capel Street. It's been a fantastic success since it opened back in 2020, so 5 years. And this is a whole concept of smash burgers where they are basically pulverized into the flat top,
yeah,
to get them as flat as humanly possible, and it gets lovely crispy craggly edges that just caramelize underneath it all, some fresh onions put on top, a bit of cheese, and it all melts together. And ultimately what you get is an extremely intense hit of flavour, and just hit the microphone and go,
you're so excited
by it, of flavour from the beefiness of the burger. Mm-hmm. It genuinely makes one of the nicest types of burgers. Now, does that mean that other burgers are not valid? Of course not. They're all different, but smash burgers just had that little bit extra special, and Dash Burger were one of the first in Dublin to do this. And they've decided to do a little team up. So Deliveroo, which many of us use, mm-hmm, including here to get breakfast and
as a treat,
not every week. Deliveroo are celebrating 10 years in Ireland, and they've collaborated with Dash Burger to create a very special burger that is very limited in many, many senses. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you the details of it. So from today at 2 p.m., so you've got 2 hours to prepare for this, until this Friday, and it's between 2 and 6 p.m. on the Deliveroo app, you can order this burger that I'm talking about today. There's only 500 of them available.
Ooh.
So you have to be very, very
really
quick.
Really quick, yeah.
Very, very quick. And this is the Irish Coffee Birthday Smash.
Wow.
So they decided to take a burger and make it look like the visual of an Irish coffee. So, you know, white foam, the dark black bit in the middle there, and put it into a burger. And the flavours that are here, I tried this yesterday, and you can see the video at 98FM Dublin on Instagram, and I just airdropped it to yourself, Leanne.
Going to be on TikTok very soon as
do
well.
Do your work.
Do it all. You get two double smash patties of that beautiful crispy beef. Mm-hmm. Then it's topped with a smooth Cashel Blue whipped cheese.
Oh.
So it's like a foamed whipped Cashel Blue, so it's not solid, it's whipped, so
it's very posh,
it's very aerated. Okay,
yes.
So if you like blue cheese, this is a tick absolutely in there. It also has an Irish coffee barbecue sauce, it's whiskey and coffee mixed together type of thing to make a lovely flavour in there. Mm-hmm. You also get a couple of pickles in there, which just offset the intensity of the flavours of that, so it adds a bit of sweetness in there.
Yeah.
And then it's topped off, and this is a favourite of mine, with some crispy crumbed Clonakilty black pudding. And all of this together between two buns, and it genuinely is beautiful. I'm actually devastated that this is just a special, because I'd have this all the time.
Keep it on the menu. Very unique.
Absolutely. Now, the great thing about this is it will cost you 10 cent.
Ah, stop.
What? I was going to ask you how much, like 10 quid?
10 cent.
Why?
This is a special.
Wow.
500 of them there. You have to, the minimum spend, as is usual on these apps, of course. Mm-hmm. And there's very limited in number, but if you get your hands on it, it will just cost you 10 cents. So if you're thinking of lunch or anything like that over the next few days,
yes,
your friend can buy this and you can buy that type of thing.
Oh,
you know that kind of way?
Good idea.
Mm. Can you order more than one in one go?
No.
No.
It's very special. It's very special.
One
so
per customer. One. I get that.
Yeah.
They want to share the love as well.
I have to say to you that for all of my birthdays, all I tend to have on my birthday is a burger.
Oh, yeah.
A burger, for me, you can't go wrong. I go from the quarter pounder to a half pounder to a double decker. But this. Now, what's the coffee and whiskey combo like?
So that's just the sauce that's inside it. So, you know, if you think of a lot of sauces that you might have on burgers, barbecue sauce in particular, sometimes
a barbecue
sauce type of thing. It is that flavor. It's the smokiness and everything like that. This works really, really well. A proper order coffee who are over in Smithfield. Fantastic place. They do great bakes as well. It's the coffee that's used in this as well. And it's really beautiful. It's a great coming together of Irish ingredients, Irish, you know, traditional dishes and stuff like that. Yeah. And the modern smash burger. Now fabulous.
You've said 10 cent, right? Yes. Everyone's screaming at the radio.
They're waiting for 2 o'clock.
Russell, what time is it at and how many days is this going on
you
for?
You need to go onto the Deliveroo app from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. today until Friday.
Right.
Check out Dash Burger and order it, and all the details are there. If you want to see this for yourself, go to 98FM Dublin on Instagram and you can see the burger there. And honestly, God, try it. If you love black pudding and you love blue cheese, which, like, basically, if you cut me in two, you'd see just black pudding and blue cheese.
What I love the
stuff. Someone bring in a knife. Russell, a joy as always.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98FM.